It's 39 degrees, 8:56, and time to look over the markets with Aaron Curtis at Midco in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. Pretty quiet here this morning to start a new week here. We got May corn at 354. That's unchanged. July corn at 357 and a quarter, down a half a cent. September corn at 361 and a half, down a quarter. December 16 corn at 369 and a quarter. That's also down a half a cent. May soybeans, 919 and a half, up 1 1/4. July soybeans at 927 and a quarter. That's up 1 1/4. August beans at 930, up a penny and a half. November beans at 933 and 3/4, also up a penny and a half. Chicago wheat, we have May wheat at 474 and 3/4, down a penny. July wheat at 481 and a half, down 1 1/2. September Chicago wheat at 491, also down a penny and a half. KC wheat a little higher here today. May KC wheat at 479, up a penny and a quarter. July wheat at 490, up a penny and a half. September KC wheat at 504 and a half, up 2 cents. Livestock markets are all generally higher here this morning. April live cattle at 134 even, up 102. June cattle at 124.70, up $1.12. August cattle at 120.50, that's up 92 cents. April feeders at 157.10, up 90 cents. May feeders at 155.82, up $1.12. August feeders 155.72, up 72 cents. April hog 67.82, up 2. May hog 75.80, up 30 cents. June hogs at 79.45, that's up 7. Pretty quiet news day here this morning. Not seeing a whole lot of action. Still a little hangover from last week's grain stocks and acres report, obviously showing the bigger acres number on corn. Continues to kind of keep a lid on corn prices, although continuing to find pretty good support so far up down around that 350 mark on the May corn. Technically, beans continue to be somewhat well supported, although are approaching overbought conditions. World veg oil prices, namely palm oil, continues to be supported, helping bean oil, thus helping beans as well. You know, watching the weather continued out in the plains here, we will have our first composite winter wheat rate ratings out this afternoon, so the trade will be closely watching to see what they say, although wheat a little bit weaker, although Kansas City wheat continues to be somewhat well supported as some rain is needed out in the plains. Looks like going to be continued wet and kind of cool here in the most of the Corn Belt here over the next couple weeks. It's going to keep, looks like field work somewhat muted here as we approach the next few weeks. Outside markets also quiet as well. So quiet start to the week here so far, Brian. We'll see what's in store here as the week goes on.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot. Have a great Monday.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Bye. Aaron Curtis with Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois, joining us on this Monday morning. In your weather forecast for today, cooler temperatures, partly sunny skies. We have a slight chance of a shower this morning, the high 47 degrees. North winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Colder tonight, mostly clear skies with patchy frost after midnight, the low 27. And we do have a freeze warning in effect early tomorrow morning from 1 to 8 a.m. for DeWitt, Piatt, Champaign, Vermilion, Macon, Moultrie, and Douglas counties in the WILL severe weather coverage area. Once that frost melts off, we look for sunny skies tomorrow morning, and then skies turn partly sunny by the afternoon, the high 51 degrees. Breezy and not as cool tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, the low 43. Breezy for the day on Wednesday, showers likely with scattered thunderstorms and a high of 59 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.